This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hey guys, so happy to have you on this special Subtypes of Type 3 short episode on the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I am so glad for our threes out there who have been vulnerable and raw and just real in order for us to pull back the layer on them and their soul and see what a romantic they are and how we can really grow together with them. So if you need a deeper dive, the rest of this whole deep dive series is found in our deep dives, which you can find at enneagramandmarriage.com. They're PDFs, 20 plus pages. And then we also have earlier episodes on the three that I don't want you to miss out from seasons 1 and 4. But let's get started on the three subtypes of type three, the achiever. I like to call them the performer because in order to achieve well, they have to perform well. And threes put a lot of pressure on themselves for doing this. However, they execute beautifully and the rest of the world is so blessed by it. So it's not that I want threes to feel like they're bad for doing that or wrong. This is their specific gift in the world, but it's also helpful for us to realize that threes are really needing to be noticed and recognized just for being themselves underneath all of the performances. So that's our big focus for whichever type of three you are, is just sitting in the meh sometimes and just being normal, average, not being the driver, being the pedestrian or the passenger, not being the one on the stage, but the one in the audience. These are good practices for a three, but it doesn't mean that you stop being beautiful and living large and stop being out there with your truth. So keeping those things in tandem, it means I know my gifts and I also know that I can overdo on my gifts because I'm an assertive, aggressive type. Now, as a self-preserving three, this is nowhere seen more than usually through work and social relationship kinds of giving. And when I say that, I realize it's not the social three, it's the self-preserving three, but this three still takes a very active part in the community. It's a very one-ish three, and I really like to even refer to this three. It's the counter type of the three because it's extra, extra focused on others in a lot of ways. And it's, I call it earnest. They truly and earnestly want to do a great job of just making sure that they have their ducks in a row and that their people are taken care of. And that includes them. And I know B. Chestnut does a great in-depth analysis on all the subtypes and gave us the name security for this three as well, because it's important that we realize in a relationship, they keep things secure for others and they truly and earnestly desire for their spouse and their partner and their family to be well cared for. Now, in this, however, sometimes they miss the actual being with because they're doing for. So just make sure if this is you and you're like, I'm a three and this one's sounding like me, that while you're noticing that you want to have trends and make sure your maps for each person are on point, that instead of just mapping it out and diagramming and noting everything, that you're within the footnotes, that you guys are living life together, making melodies, and it's actually live. And you know what? There are mistakes that don't get edited out. So that's what I want you to keep your mind on. And I want you to understand that life is messy and we do make mistakes and we are still lovable. And that might even be something you write down to yourself and say and take some deep breaths with. Now, the social three is often known as prestige. I have fun with my E&M relationship descriptor here, and I call this three royalty because this three is so good at the look of success for any and every occasion, and they sacrifice a lot for their culture, whatever their cultural standards are. It could be time. It could be beauty standards that they've achieved the top nth of the degree that most of us would never go to make sure that they look good for whatever part they're playing. And they really do need to have a partner who gets that, understands the pressure, but can also, and this is so key, just be their person behind closed doors that doesn't care if they're wearing sweats and chilling, eating a box of mac and cheese from Kraft, nothing special, or even, dare I say, the grocery store brand, where it's not the posh food that they're seen palating on their Instagrams and really shining with. Instead, it's just everyday life together. This is the three who really, really needs that in their life. It brings a humility against any kind of vanity. And it also helps them to really just remember that home is where the heart is, instead of going in for one more kill at work. And that's important too. And I'm not saying there isn't a space and a place for that, but it's a really good challenge for them to just be with their people. And let's just admit that in this case too, just like I said, for the self-preserving three, this spouse of this three also just at the end of the day does want some time to just be together. And you know what? Definitely this is the good news about threes. They do too, but there's this unspoken that they won't be loved unless they're achieving like this. So it's so important the spouse continue to remind them of that and to check their own motives if they do sometimes just create the way for this spouse to be the one to do it all instead of being a shared load. And most people would not do that, but just keep it in mind that there's a system of checks and balances needed in order to make shifts. And I noticed that in our marriage, that when Wes makes a tiny shift in health, I can choose to move toward it or away from it. And sometimes I choose either one depending on how healthy I am. So just keep a check on yourself as the spouse of any of these threes. And then last but not least, the sexual three, B. Chesnut calls this charisma, and my E&M relationship descriptor for this one is reflection. I really like to think about how this sexual three really does try to merge with the identity of their spouse in many ways, because they want to be cherished deeply. So they're willing to champion that spouse on any level. They want to develop interests, language, personality, like their partners so much that this three can lose their identity and doesn't feel the need for it to come back. And it can hurt people in their community other than that spouse or partner at first who is endeared by it and likes it. But it can also create a low self-esteem for this partner and then make their partner lose respect for them if they're not showing up bigger for their own A game and cheering for themselves and not kind of stuck in that sixth space of, I don't know who I am, tell me who I am. This is a person who can go to the sixth in health and say, I know how to troubleshoot. I know how that I have a lot to give to this relationship too. And these are my unique gifts and I'm proud of those gifts. Even if you don't see them, I am willing to bet that I am worth it no matter what you see. And to show forth that. And that confidence is so attractive to almost everybody out there. So it will probably be met with a beautiful result and gift to both of you, that there's now an added sense of ownership and love and creativity between you and the relationship, instead of it just being one-sided or one person is adored and the other one isn't. So these are some tips for all of the threes to make sure they remember when they're thinking out their Enneagram type, and then also taking a bit of a deeper dive into marriage. And then just one or two brief tips for the threes at large. Make sure that you understand that your spouse or partner needs the truth from you. Sometimes you deceive self or your partner in order to kind of just put a little bit of a band-aid on your sensitive heart, because you are part of the heart triad. So make sure that you instead give them the truth come what may, and let them know, speak the truth in love. Doesn't mean that you are critical of them. But when I say give them the truth, I mean share from your heart, share your fears, which a lot of threes don't identify having fears, but do, like I said, really visit that sixth space, which is a space of not only troubleshooting, but of fear. So taking some time to say, here's, you know, why I didn't tell you the full story earlier. Deep breath by the part of the spouse and holding them right here, knowing if you don't create a safe space for them to be honest and authentic, they will feel like you're going to go away from them if they do share openly. So you have to make sure that you show up big for them too and welcome them in with whatever the truth is, so that you guys can find the way out of shame together. And that's going to be so healing and so helpful for your marriage and your intimacy that other people are going to do what a three wants them to do, which is to say that's enviable. And of course, three doesn't want them to not have the good thing themselves, but three really wants other people to see their wonderful marriage and to be able to have it too. And they just want to have everybody shining together when they're healthy. So do learn from the threes in your life who are doing this beautiful work. And if you're that three, understand when you start leveling out and taking some of these steps that we're talking about here, you are ready, are that three. So I'm very proud of you for stepping into this, for sharing the truth, for showing up for your family, not just at work, but at home, for working on self-soothing to find ways you can be present, and to really just making sure that you are also who you are made to be, not just merged in with who they want you to be. I know you can do this. I know it is hard, and I am doing this work with you guys. I hope you have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out on the deep dives if you need even more at enneagramandmarriage.com. Bye-bye. Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcast or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.